Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Yo!
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up, Philadelphia stylies? Springtime. Spring has sprung in Philly. Spring in Philly. Spring in Philly stylies.
In Philly specifically.
Okay. Philly spring. There's nothing like it.
Oh,
mm-hmm. That spring air.
When that morning sun hits that cheesesteak.
Every year, I say, I'm going to do a... You know, I do a New Jersey spring, a Delaware spring. I can't I did a Pittsburgh spring. No, it was all off.
No. A Pittsburgh spring.
I did a Schittsburg thing in Pittsburgh spring.
No.
Ooh,
no.
Have you guys heard about a Pittsburgh toilet?
Oh, Tim.
Can't say I have, Tim.
Yeah. They're called the Pirates. Jeez. The front office needs to figure out what they're doing.
Very true. Also, I just Googled Pittsburgh and then no toilet. Like, I thought like just the word Pittsburgh would bring up Pittsburgh toilet. No, guys, this is great. Pittsburgh toilet is, I saw this on the Instagram. That's like, it's called like the depths of Wikipedia or something like that. Or like they do deep dives. But
they do deep dives into the Wikipedia?
Wikipedia pages you love.
Damn.
And I've since Googled around, and this is confirmed. A Pittsburgh toilet is a thing that's popular in Pittsburgh where there's a toilet downstairs in an unfinished basement. And it's like no stall or doors, but just like dad has a toilet in the basement. And it's like concrete floor, rock walls, gross basement.
Anything goes.
Alone wow. Toilet.
Is that something like that newer houses have? No, I guess not. That's a crazy question.
Look, I've heard of that so much with like, oh, a fridge. Like, you know how some houses have that extra fridge or that extra freezer in the garage just for beers or meats?
Yes.
But having an extra toilet in the basement, specifically unfinished.
Also, I like it specifically for dad. Yeah. You know what dad's doing down there.
It's like... It's, you know, Pittsburgh, industry town, steel town. So it's sort of, it was like the 20th century, you know, steel workers and miners in their little houses in the suburbs. Just, I don't know, having a free toilet.
Damn. Have you heard of a Pittsburgh left? That's when you're in your car and you take a left at a light right as it turns. So you cut off the other people coming.
That's an LA left, man. LA does like 8 cars go when the light turns red.
I've heard of that though, Mike. Oh, also, hey, I came up with a phrase, or you tell me if I came up with a phrase. Has anyone come up with the term a left-hand grab? Like, oh, somebody made a left-hand grab for that job, or somebody.
Oh,
like, meaning like sort of like a sneaky underhanded move, like you wouldn't expect because it's the left hand.
Because you wouldn't see it coming. I like that.
Yeah. I'm not seeing anything online yet. Huh. Jeff, that's yours.
Grab.
I typically call that a Pittsburgh grab.
Ooh, you heard it here first, folks. Left-hand grab.
Hold on.
Can I go back to toilets for a second?
Yes, please. But then I got to go back to Pittsburgh lefts.
And then I want to say something about Pittsburgh blue steak.
Okay, great. I'll be fast.
It's Pittsburgh.
I've noticed a lot of basement toilets, they have like an extra apparatus to pump the shit upward. Have you seen these?
Into your butt?
I haven't seen many basement toilets.
Yeah, they're rare. They're a rare delicacy.
And yet you've seen a bunch.
Well, my dad put one in the basement, and he was like, well, you gotta put the extra thing to pump things up, because most toilets flush down and out.
Right.
But below sea level when you're
If you're in below
the
ground or below the tank or whatever, you gotta get a machine to go...
And you should be putting
that shit up and out.
The toilet should be on the basement ceiling.
Yeah.
You strap it upside down and shit all over yourself.
I was at a friend's sleepover one time, and we were all sleeping in the basement, and I took a shit in the basement thinking I was being quiet. Ooh, was it loud. I was afraid I woke up the mom and the dad.
The mom and the dad.
The mom and the dad. Going back to the Pittsburgh left, Tim, just so you're clear, I mean when the light turns green is when they turn left.
Yeah.
So you're cutting off... You're cutting
oncoming traffic going straight.
Yeah, not when it turns
you're
red.
You're ready for it and you go real fast?
Yeah, yeah. The L.A. left... I know what you're talking about.
I got to be honest with you. I do a lot of Pittsburgh lefts, yeah.
There you go. I don't think it's a bad thing or an illegal thing. It's just got to be ready. And you got to commit! What's Pittsburgh blue steak?
Yeah.
Raw?
Well, I'm lamenting bringing up yet another Pittsburgh thing in our Philadelphia Stylies episode, but
Same state.
It's like the rare, it's a charred steak. It's like you kind of like burn the outside and leave it raw on the inside. So it's like lower than rare. You walk past the grill.
Cold. Damn.
Blue.
So you sear just the outside.
But then you cut it in the center. Brr.
Hey, it's frozenio.
I've never ordered Pittsburgh blue, but I have sometimes at a steakhouse, I'll say charred. And then that's where they burn the outside for you. And I like that sometimes.
We've talked about this. I like the sound of a char pit when like a burger place. Ooh, coming to the char pit. Okay.
Hey, how about that restaurant, the char pit up in Charlotte, New York?
When you say you like the sound of a char pit, you don't mean that there's a sound that a char pit makes. Char pit.
It sounds like that would be good food.
Yes.
Get a burger, get some tater slaw.
The phrase char pit.
In a pit. I like the idea that my food was cooked in a pit. Go down there and get me my entree.
Damn.
Well, I'm tapped out.
Yeah, I'm tapped out. You want to go to Booze News?
Please.
Hit it. You know what? I just noticed that the head shops we have in LA are like a little bit different than other places where they're a little more like, a vape shoppy and a little I get high.
It's Booze News, man. Snoochie Booches.
Slop High was sent to us by Tommy, a.k.a. Teenage Fan Sub, on the Sloppy Boys Discord, which you can get access to if you subscribe to our Patreon. You can hobnob with slopheads. And if you have a Booze News theme, email it to the Sloppy Boys Podcast at gmail.com. I think what Tommy was doing there was my... matched with Ringo's I get high with little help.
And he put them right
at this. If you listen close, we kind of hit the same note.
Very nice, Tommy. Have we heard of Teenage Fan Sub before?
I have. Yes.
Yeah.
I've heard.
Have they?
You've heard?
They've
heard on had.
Have they brought in Booze Newses before?
Yeah. Tommy's good. Okay, Tommy is, he's right up there with Ethan Cohen, Kanger, the big boys.
Wow. DJ Khaled.
Another one.
We should have Khaled. We should Instagram message. Be like, hey, if you ever want to send in a Booze News theme, here's the address.
And if you ever want to come on and defend yourself, that's fine.
He should defend himself for me because I believe that he... I think I told you guys this. I don't think he knows how to read. Can't read. I was working on the MTV Awards with him. And not with him. He wasn't the writing partner.
Against him, basically.
Timothy shared and share a bylaw.
We shared an office. We were coming up with jokes for Tiffany Haddish. No, he was in a sketch.
I'm going to leave the rest of this to you. I got to go produce some records and go to nice dinners.
He was in a sketch, and we had sort of divvied up like who's going to go to talk different celebs through a sketch. And I was like, hey, DJ, so you're in this sketch. And he's like, what I say? And I'm like, yeah, yeah. So here's the script. And he's like, what do I say? And I kept showing him the script, like thinking he would point his eyes at it and sound out the words, but never did. Asked me what he said. And then I told him his line. And he goes, when I say it. I'm like, okay, well, you say it after that actress says her line. You say your line. He's like, great. And his eyes never hit the page in the way a reader would at least take a peek.
Sure.
That might just kind of be like a, hey, you do the work for me. I'm the big guy here. You do the work here.
Or it's a Lea Michele situation.
Yeah.
I've lost the thread on that one.
That's the Glee lady.
The Glee lady who's in Funny Girl, and there's memes that she can't read, Mike.
I know, but I don't know where we stand on that anymore. Can she read?
Yeah, sure. She can. They can
also, I bet a lot of great people can't read, but.
Yes, some people can't read.
But Khaled, you can make fun of because he's silly. He's weird.
Yeah, he's a sack of shit.
Oh, jeez, Tim.
Oh, what? God. Is that wrong to say now in 2023?
Well, you can't say sack of shit.
I can't say that some jagoff is a sack of shit.
Wow. Maybe we won't have him on the pod if you're going to act like
that. It is funny that you can say that. Like that's, you know, there's. When people can be like, oh, things, everyone gets so offended, he's just offended, blah, 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 whatever, yeah, like, cares.
You can say,
but it is funny, I
can
just be like, that guy's a jagoff, he's a sack of shit, I don't like him, and I don't like his music. You can still say
Tim,
that, that's pretty
and
great.
Tim, that's not assassination of character.
No, it's all true, he knows. He's a sack of shit.
Damn.
Think of it. His skin is like a bag, and he has turds inside of him.
We don't, these are other musical artists, we're musical artists, you don't bring down, you don't put them down.
That's true. I'll probably be bumping into him at the AMAs. You ask me anything, Reddit Awards.
Well, is there any actual booze news, or are we just here to...
I wanted to mention that... okay, it's a Philadelphia episode. We're going to be talking about a Philadelphia drink, but first, we got big news out of Philadelphia, and we love Philly because we've rocked Philomoka, we've rocked Kung Fu Necktie,
several
rocked
times
the Ruba Club.
Yes.
Love
we've
the
talked
Philly
on the pod
fan shows. Philly fans, Philly shows are always fun.
Yeah, hard to buy beer sometimes. Keep going, Tim.
we test well. Our Spotify analytics spike in Philadelphia more than your
really?
Average city. Yes, damn. And on the pod we talk. You know when we were watching Mayor of Easttown, we're saying, stop. We were saying, are they going to drink Yinglings? Are they going to drink Rolling Rocks? You know, we love Viva La Bam. That's the surrounding areas. So we've got our eyeballs on Philly, and our good friend Jackie, who is a longtime slophead who comes out to our shows in Philadelphia. She sent me this piece of news, which is.
And LA last time we played LA, she was there, right?
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Rita's Italian Ice, you've had?
No.
I think so. I've at least heard and seen.
Sure. There's one up in the Valley, and all the Philly people were very excited about it. And on our show, The Birthday Boys, we had a bunch of Philly people working on staff because Tim and Eric went to Temple, and they're like Philly guys, so there's a lot of people over at Abso that are Philadelphia. And I just remember in my 20s in LA, I met a lot of Philly people being like, Rita's is the shit, man. We're going to hope we get a Rita's here soon. You could get an Italian Ice, or you could get it like spiraled up with soft serve, like custard or something. Anyway, Rita's is custard. Coming out with their very first alcoholic beverage.
Oh,
that's right.
Oh,
they say they're quite psyched to finally share news that they're introducing a new line of fruit forward beers inspired by the flavors of a blah, 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 blah. Here's the beer, guys. Blonde ale. Oh, it's a mango blonde ale beer. I don't like that it's mango. I like their red cherry Italian Ice.
Ooh, Tim doesn't touch on a mango.
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, there's too much mango shit. We've discussed mango's delicious, but mangoes
it's
don't
overplayed.
Grow in Philly.
It's played out.
Mango's tough to cut.
Yeah.
That's true. Well, it's dropping right now. You can get it in the Philadelphia area. And I wish that they made a red one because I like the red Italian Ice when I go
to
Rita's.
That's true. But this is like true beer. This isn't like seltzer. If they did seltzer, I would understand. But mango goes with these blonde ales. I get it.
Damn.
Yeah, like what Mango Cart in LA, the Golden Road mango cart's pretty good.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That news is dope as fuck.
So that was it. Philadelphia, the pride of Philly has stepped into the beer game, and I'm going to give it a try, and I'm going to drink it and think it.
I got news on a global tech scale.
Oh.
This is
so you're widening the scope quite a bit.
Yeah. Elon Musk is selling Tesla beers.
What?
What do you think of that? They come in a three-pack Tesla beer called Giga Beer, and it costs $98 for a three-pack.
Oh, it's fancy.
I'm looking at it.
It's very fancy. It's supposed to look like the Tesla trucks that they're
yeah, they look like a big old crystal.
Yeah. But it's I guess celebrating the Gigafactory that they opened in Berlin, which was, I think, opened about a year ago, if I'm reading this correctly. But it's not the first alcohol that Tesla's made. They made a Tesla tequila in 2020. And if you look that up, that's got a really cool, it's like a lightning bolt shaped bottle. And that's out of stock now, it says on the website. But yep, Tesla Giga Beer, and I'm just reading off the website. Tesla Giga Beer is designed to emulate the form of Cybertruck while honoring the 500-year-old tradition of German Rheingeistbot brewmaking. Beer making.
Perfect pronunciation.
Yep.
Guys, it's a three-pack of beer, and we're a three-piece rock band. I'd honestly see someone buying this for us and giving it to
someone
else.
Yeah, crowdsourcing the expenditure. Yes, yes. Yeah.
It's a Pilsner, too, which I like. Bucks. I like this being just a Pilsner beer in a $30 bottle. I don't see how big they are, though. Oh, 330 milliliter bottles.
Okay.
That's pretty big.
That's pretty big.
Pretty big.
Worth it.
$30 a pop, basically.
Whew. Yeah.
Well, I got a little news.
Yes.
Booze news?
Well, this is Hanford Gets Healthy Dutton Edition.
Oh, nice.
The gym is going swimmingly.
Ooh.
At this rate, I'm happy to report, all the projections say, jacked by June.
Wow.
Jacked by June.
Hanford Gets Healthy, Dutton Edition, jacked by June.
Wow. I can't even Hanford Gets Healthy can't promise anything like that.
This is just what they're saying.
I thought you said you were going to jack off in June.
This is just what people are saying. Yes.
Hold on, Jeff.
Yes,
did you hear what I said?
Yes. I thought it was funny.
Okay. Okay. I think it's disgusting.
Now, when you say jacked, are we talking about you're going to have maybe a flat tummy and hard buns?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
And don't forget curvy hips.
What? Oh, a flat tummy, Jeff, and curvy buns, but you're not doing the BBL, right?
No, I'm saving up for the BBL, but this is more about hitting the gym. And then we're going to see about, further augmentation.
Are you lying down on the bench, like, with the bar, and, like, going, yeah.
Yes, yes.
That's now, so Jeff- funny for some reason. If any of us are at a gym doing that, I just think that's a funny thing.
Well, I don't want any cameras peering in. I just want to come out jacked by Jew.
Do you see people at the gym, like, doing gym selfies and taking pictures of them?
Yeah, in fact, a lot of people are like, hey, buddy, let me help you. Like, you're doing it all wrong. I get a lot of people kind of helping me with the form.
Really?
Lifting the weights for you?
Yeah, like one or two of the people who work there are like,
that's great.
Hey, buddy, good to see you again. You got to straighten your back and then curve your hands in like this. And,
nice. Just regular. Great.
But it helps.
Like the employees or just regular people who work there?
Just civilians.
That's great.
People off the street looking in the window. No, no, no.
No, it's like a trainer dude who just floats.
Oh.
I'm impressed, Jeff. I think it takes a lot of, as a guy who has never stepped inside of a gym other than to get a Gold's membership just to use the parking and then come back 6 months later and quit.
Mm-hmm. I've done that.
it feels intimidating to just walk up to a machine and just start doing it and to have all eyes on you.
Wait, you're on the machine, Jeff? I thought you were putting the 45 plates on the bar.
I'm doing both, baby.
That's a machine.
I'm doing kind of a lot of machines because I don't know the machines and I was intimidated by them. But I said, hey, let me get to know each one.
You got
to
take the power back.
This is great news. Our Donatello of the group is intimidated by the machines.
This is not
Now,
good.
Tell me you're not just going in there get doing all this work without a good plan as far as a protein for your bro team. M drive kind of lifestyle.
You're right. You're right.
Oh shit! I forgot. Did we come up with that, or is that something
we came up with? It and yeah. You, if you want to get yoked, please don't tell me that you're not having protein, Jeff.
Man, are you using the man,
Tim? You bring up a good point. Here I am putting in all this work, and I'm walking into the gym, unsupplemented, unsponsored.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You out, Jeff. You were sponsored at one point.
Not getting the results that I need.
I've been
makes a guy think.
Trying, I mean, you guys heard my downfall of M Drive used to sponsor this pod. I got hooked on the stuff.
M Drive, okay.
Then M Drive stopped sponsoring this pod. I kept drinking the stuff. Then I tried to get some free product and they ghosted me. And then I started buying M Drive using my own promo code.
Mm-hmm. Pathetic.
And then I hit rock bottom and my promo code expired and I started paying full price. But I DM'd them the other day and they're looking into my case.
Oh yeah!
Oh, really?
I was tagging them in some Digman posts. Hey, you know, there's a Digman writer who drinks your protein.
Tim, when we were pushing M Drive, I didn't think that there was going to be an aspect where it was tough to stop doing it.
Well, I didn't really think I would live long enough to have to deal with whether or not I was going to stop. You know, I thought my little heart would just burst from the testosterone.
Yeah.
Well, I always kind of thought I'd be in the 27 Club because I'm a rocker.
All right. Well, that's it for booze news. Should we wrap it up?
Mm-hmm.
Please wrap it up.
That's it for booze news.
Well,
very good, Jeff.
Nasty would you guys like to hear about the drink of the day?
Nasty.
Yes.
Yeah, I would love that.
More than anything.
Because we have another wonderful spring drink from the IBA cocktail list.
Wow.
Entitled The Clover Club. You've had?
No, I've been to, but never had.
Never had, never heard.
Mike, elaborate, because this is important.
I've been to the Clover Bar, okay, in Brooklyn. I thought it was something else.
I admit it, okay.
No, that's
where was the Trinidad Sour made?
Yeah, the Clover Club in Brooklyn.
I've been.
That's you.
That's right.
You've been, you didn't drink a Clover Club, but you had a Trinidad Sour.
I had a Trinidad Sour, and I went. We drank it outside. It was still kind of COVID-y. Was the haps, and I did pop in to use the bathroom. And it was very nice interior, so I do want to go back. But when? I know
was
not.
Was this with Neil Campbell and Fran Gillespie?
They may have had a big part to do. I think Fran. Yes, we were going. We were out in New York, and Fran said, "Ooh, I got a fun surprise for us to go to." We said, "Ooh, where are we going?" And then she took us there, and we said, "Oh, Fran, thanks so much."
Now, didn't you also do that with the Garbage Plate restaurant in Brooklyn?
Yes. Fran's good at surprises.
Ah, yes.
Nice. But remember, I had the Trinidad Sour there. First of all, the waitress was like, "What's that?" I was like, "Oh my God, this is what you make it here." And then it wasn't as good as the one we made.
Hmm. Whoa. Don't tell Giuseppe.
Yeah.
Well, on the topic of Fran and surprises, on her birthday... she was staying at a hotel and I sent her a bottle of champagne. And then I asked myself, does Fran drink champagne? Probably not. But it's still nice to receive a bottle of champagne on your birthday, no?
Yeah, of course. Sure.
She'll find something
Six
to do with it.
6 ounces of Korbel is fine.
Well, because she mainly eats pickles and I didn't want to send, I can't call room service and say, send us some pickles to Fran's room.
Mainly.
Okay, back on topic. Mike, yes, that bar is important in this history because there's a famous bartender currently, Julie Reiner, iconic, famous bartender, bar owner. If you're a cocktail head, and you'll probably know her if you Google her, she'd look familiar. But she's a big part of the early 2000s cocktail boom in New York.
Looking it up.
I always see her in cocktail documentaries, and she does events like in New Orleans. They do Tale of the Cocktail. She's a fixture there. And most recently, she was a judge on the Netflix series Drink Masters.
Sure.
And she has a bar in Brooklyn that Michael Hanford has been to. And I think that this drink, she didn't invent it, but it's an old forgotten classic pre-prohibition that she sort of repopularized. She was making it at her bar in the Flatiron District in Manhattan and then named, when she was opening up a place in Brooklyn, was like, Clover Club. That's a good, the two C's is a good name. And I'll make
Flatiron Lounge. I'm looking. This is a cool spot.
Oh yeah.
Ooh.
Now, if you're thinking that Flatiron building is square, I got another thing coming for you. But on a serious note, Drinkmasters. There was a segment where Julie like made her signature drink, and it was the Clover Club, and she made it for all the contestants. So the backstory, though, flashback 100 years before that shit, late 1800s, early 1900s in Philly, there was a fancy men's social club that met at the Bellevue Stratford Hotel. We're talking writers. We're talking Yeats. From Yeats to Yeats, all the writers were there. And the name of this club was the Clover Club, and their signature drink that they liked to drink in this kind of oak paneled hotel bar was the Clover Club. And then from there it spread to Manhattan, became more popular. Of course that history I just told you was debunked by David Wondrich, but that's the story.
Okay.
Let us have some fun, Wondrich.
Either way, it kind of fell into obscurity during, you know, in the second half of the 20th century. And then it pops up in a couple of cocktail books. And then Julie says, that's my signature drink. And I just remember I one time saw like a YouTube bartender.
So Julie didn't invent.
She can say it's her signature drink and have nothing to do with.
Right. Because she's one of these people that's iconic New York, like early 2000s, like, hey, we care about old cocktails again. So she's putting thought into. She's one of the people that ended the dark ages, you know?
Okay, so she's shining a light. She's using her platform to shine a light.
Exactly.
But she didn't invent.
She most certainly didn't invent.
So I, for a second, am thinking, this is a contemporary classic, but maybe it's a...
So wait, and what does Wondrich say?
Wondrich says that the dates didn't really add up with the Philadelphia hotel thing. And it's very likely that it was just invented in Manhattan at the Manhattan Hotel.
Jeez.
It's funny the history of cocktails is always fuzzy because it's a history of something that affects your memory.
Yeah, exactly. Right. What I really like about this drink is this is similar to the Bramble or something where it's like it's going to be a gin sour with raspberry in it. That sounds like it's funny to think of these like backroom rich guys in a cigar lounge in Philadelphia having a raspberry drink. It's doesn't really add up, but
it might pack a wallop, Tim. We don't know. We haven't tried it yet.
Yes. And the only thing I ever knew about this drink, was I just feel like I hear bartenders talking about the shaking. Like I saw one YouTube bartender, Educated Barfly, I think it was, he was like, oh, I shake until the cubes are totally gone. And then I saw someone else saying, I do a dry shake. And someone else saying, I do a whip shake. Well, I do a reverse dry shake. Whatever. People have some shaking opinions. But
what's a dry shake? No ice?
Correct, Amundo.
One cube at least.
Well, is it about not one egg cube in there?
Just one.
It's just one.
I think the whip shake is one big shake.
Wham.
Five, five. Okay, it is an IBA cocktail, so we're going to do what the IBA says here. Julie's recipe varies. I think she uses a little dry vermouth and makes it more fancy and old-timey, but IBA has a straightforward recipe we're going to do here, which is 45 milliliters of gin. That's an ounce and a half of gin. Nice. Reiner says you don't want to get carried away with the juniper here. Just a nice, dry, classic gin is good.
Perhaps a beefeater, Julie?
Oh, I like that. I love that. 15 milliliters of raspberry syrup, aka half an ounce raspberry syrup. How'd you do on that one?
Good.
I may have gotten strawberry syrup.
Oh.
Mike,
are you pouring some Smuckers in that thing? What are you doing?
No. It's when we come back to talk about it, I'll show you what it is. But it's like it was in the syrup aisle.
Yeah, I was looking for Torani, you know, the bottles.
That's what
I ended up getting Stonewall Kitchen, you know, the sort of like fake, the fake farmhouse looking brand that you see everywhere.
Oh yeah,
and it's like a big, thick. It looks very. It would look at home on a ice cream sundae, not so much in a cocktail. Ooh, so I'm interested to see how it
now would
plays.
You drizzle on top of a peach Melba?
No, sure, but it would be I think it would be chunked.
What is a peach Melba? Is that a cookie?
It's like a flambéed peach dessert, but I know it has raspberry syrup on top. I don't know that I've ever eaten it, but I went to Cap'n Cork and was surprised by my options. There was like they had Small Hand Foods had a raspberry syrup and Real that or Real that brand we've used for
they do
coconut. I went with Liquid Alchemist because it looked like very bartender friendly.
Yeah.
Then I thought it said $7.99 the bottle. Guy rings me up, I pay, I'm walking out. I was like, it was $17.99.
That sucks. Them.
Faded tag.
But if you don't, if you can't find raspberry syrup anywhere, make your own. Google it. Like they say, like you know, just some fresh raspberries and simple syrup. Just mash it up a little bit and let it sit for
nobody's
a second.
Nobody's doing that. The slop heads aren't doing that, Tim.
No.
Yeah, but that's kind of easy. Like, simple syrup that you already have made and then a couple of strawberries muddled in. I mean, raspberries. Jesus Christ, now you got
all
me
right.
doing
that. Now you got me doing it.
Okay. 15 milliliters, half an ounce of fresh lemon juice, a few drops of egg white.
Yeah.
How do we do this? I
a few drops we've had trouble with before.
Yeah. Like, do you just get a little bit of the...
One big glob? Is a few drops one big glob?
I've tried to reach my fingers in there and pinch and... But you don't want to overdo it because you're going to get an omelet. Like, when you make a whiskey sour that's just fucking...
Yeah.
Egg dime.
That's going to be the first thing I put in so I can kind of... I can gauge it.
Ooh, smart. That's the Jack Schramm method. You put your less precious ingredients together first. And right. then
he says you put the cheapest ingredient first. But in this case, I bet that the egg white... probably cooks when it hits that lemon juice and you don't want to wait too long to frap it up.
That
frap it up.
That's I'll put the
that's
that
the reason
lemon
for all
juice
these dry play. Shakes and reverse whip shakes and all the look, someone who wants to do something good, Google it. But here's our method. Pour all ingredients into cocktail shaker, shake well with ice, strain into a chilled cocktail glass, garnish with fresh raspberries.
Razzleberries.
Rasp.
I might. So we're up. We're not going on ice.
See, okay. I was going to maybe put a strawberries garnish, but I know the picture will be out there and people say, oh my God, he put. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. I know the right ingredients. I know what I'm doing.
He knows he's doing it wrong, but he
but
knows
I'm not
what
going
he's
to.
Doing.
I'm not going to. The fans have made any mistake I made so they've bullied me too much that I can't even be myself anymore.
Well, I hope they're happy.
Yeah, I really hope they're having a great time.
Cyberbullied by your own fans.
That's, wow. I'm starting to think they're not my fans, Tim.
You're detracting.
Well, why don't we get these drinks started? And for those of you listening who aren't on the Patreon, listening to the ad-free episode, you can enjoy the ads.
Ooh,
that'll be good for them.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news?
All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something, and you go, I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell a therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest. Have a great time.
With the new spring thing, it's the Clover Club.
This looks great.
Yeah, Pittsburgh style.
Beautiful. Ooh, you guys have a nice big froth on there. Mine sort of died down.
Yeah, I feel like I got some cooked eggs happening here.
I'm afraid I'm in Denny's right now with my fucking egg.
I erred on the side of light egg.
I didn't want to throw
away the rest. I put the rest of the egg in a cup and put it in my fridge. Like, I'll eat that for breakfast.
For breakfast.
All right, let's do it.
This already smells like a sundae to me. It's a little. We're coming
Although,
off the bramble.
It doesn't have sugar. The raspberry syrup is doing all the heavy lifting.
Yeah, but syrup means sugar. I mean, yeah.
Or there's right. no like sweet no, booze as well. I have high hopes.
Yes. All right.
I think I'm gonna like this. Just here we go. Each ingredient. I said I love all these ingredients.
Each ingredient better than the last.
Sips.
Mm-hmm.
Mmm. Oh.
Ooh.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Man, I'm so glad we just had the bramble. And I also made like 12 bramble scents.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is close, but different enough.
Yeah, man. It's definitely in the same family. Mm. It's definitely the slopheads spring fling vibe. Take a bramble for your ramble. Bring a Pimm's cup on your bramble ramble.
Yeah. Go on a bramble ramble with a Pimm's cup and stop off at a bar for a Clover Club.
Now here's the thing, I already ate my garnishes because raspberries are so good. The best berry, I submit.
No.
What, straw?
Mm. My problem with blackberry.
You know, I'm drinking a strawberry over here.
You know, I meant to say this on Bramble. Mm. Blackberry is the worst for getting stuck in my teeth. Worse than strawberry. Blackberry and raspberry. They get stuck in like the deep little tiny pockets and they pack in and they hurt and I gotta like go in and do the work to get them out.
What is with that? They don't get stuck between teeth. They get stuck like down in the pits.
Like in a molar, in the back of a molar.
And you think you just run your tongue over, it pops it out and you're it, but you gotta get it makes in there it worse. With the flosser. You gotta be the pointy side of a flosser.
Tim?
Take it out, puff flosser.
Tim, do you not relate?
I got it happening right now. I've got seeds all over the place, man. Got one up my ass. We got two gouging out my eyes.
Oh, oof. This is a very good drink.
Yeah.
It's really good, and it's very spring-like. It feels like you're back out there in the garden. Yet again, it's a gin sour with a little berry twist. We're having a really good spring, aren't we?
Yeah, it's fun. We saved all these drinks that we were like...
Thank you.
We're saving all these drinks at the end of the IBA that like we haven't heard of or seem too difficult. And they're just lining up so well with the spring.
Right. So this, you mean to tell me this is our third spring of the pod and we have all these great drinks lined up for the listeners?
That's exactly what I'm trying to tell you, yeah.
I'm already like almost done with this thing. It's a gulper for
me. Well, you're a complete drunk.
Whoops. Mike, you need help.
It is tiny.
Yeah, I made it to specs and I ended up with a pitiful little puddle.
Yeah, it was one of those things where I tipped the shaker upside down and it's just that like little stream that's trying to fight through all the...
Oh, that's
You're like spinning it around so it gets the ice cube.
God, it fucking sucks.
I was losing my egg. It was kind of falling out of the shell, and I, last second, was like, whoa, and I put through it just in the sink so it didn't hit the floor. And it went down. I had my like stopper out, and it went down the sink drain.
Yeah.
And it just seemed odd to me. An egg going down a drain seemed funny to me.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem... It's kind of liquidy, so it could fit, but it just was like, that's weird.
Never seen that before.
Never seen that before. Hope to never see it again. Now, so when I got my egg, I had to stop at the grocery store to get some 12 eggs. Cost me $10 with egg prices these days.
Ooh, oh boy.
And I made myself an omelet for dinner. You know, I did breakfast for dinner. And I put on, if for those of you who've listened to the last blowout we did the hot sauces. I put the Los Calientes Rojo on. Nice. I think it was the second highest one.
Nice.
It was very hot when you just do it kind of by itself, but mixing it in with something, it was much, much better.
Dude, I did the Apollo, which was the second hottest. The
third highest.
And I put it in some grocery store pad thai that I bought because I wasn't convinced that it would have the flavor, right?
Oh, that's good.
So I put in just like a dash, and you better believe it spread across like a giant pot of noodles. This is like four servings. Of course, you eat it to the dome, but they list it as four servings. One little dash of that Apollo.
Wow. Eat it to the dome.
And also, folks, if you don't know what we're talking about, it's because you don't sub to the Patreon. It's only $5 and you get to listen to our Hot Ones episode.
Yeah.
Our Warm Singulars episode.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes, of course.
I'll admit that since we recorded that Warm Singulars episode, I have busted out my sauces on my own.
On the daily?
two different nights eating chicken wings, and I did the whole escalator. I didn't do the hottest sauce to bomb because that's the one that hurt me.
I can't imagine what I'm going to do with
it. Pure punishment. Sadism.
No, it's like a parlor trick. You keep it around when to like dare somebody. But I did the other three sauces, and Last Dab is hot as fuck, so it still gives you the fun of sweating, but it's so fun to creep up the steps of heat.
I imagine if I was very drunk, I could probably eat the dab in a dulled state, you know?
The dab of the hottest one?
Yeah, the Apollo one.
Whew.
I bet you I could really munch that thing if I was really blotto.
Wait, was Apollo the hottest one?
No, that's da bomb. That's
right.
That's basically not enjoyable. It's like, it's pure punishment.
I was talking to my brother about those sauces, and he knew Da Bomb from before Hot Ones.
It's been around. I've seen that thing.
DaBomb.com.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, very good.
I want to talk more about this versus Bramble.
Sure.
Because I am liking it, but the Bramble, you're getting the berry flavor in a liqueur.
Refresh the audience what's in the Bramble.
It's very similar.
Thing, but instead of raspberry syrup, it would be creme de mûre, blackberry liqueur.
Gin, lemon juice, creme de mûre, or Chambord.
Equal parts of all those.
No, I don't think so.
Maybe equal parts was in the Pimm's cup?
It was the other one that was right around there.
Let me see.
Angel Face. Angel Face?
It was very similar to the
look it up.
These measurements, in fact.
But having the berry reside in the syrup instead of a liqueur, this is a sweeter drink, wouldn't you say?
It's sweeter, but it's also brighter. It's
ginnier.
Right. And I heard that that Plymouth is commonly used in this, but for the gin.
Angel Face was equal parts, but you're right. The yes, okay.
What's the bramble? Was,
gin, 50 milliliters. Lemon juice, 25 mil. Simple syrup, 12.5 milliliters. And creme de mour, 15 right. milliliters. Simple syrup. I forgot about that part.
Well, similar thing all around, but I think that the
He's got a cartoon.
He loves pizza.
I'm gonna fucking let one rip.
Tim, look at a light and blink.
Okay, what I was gonna say,
nice,
was that this is a brighter, more lively drink because. Some slopheads might make it with fresh raspberries and simple syrup. We used syrups we bought, but even so, that the blackberry liqueur is a very dark, morose,
seductive kind of a thing.
So this is even more springy to me.
Sure. Look, this is fine, but it tastes like an ice cream topping.
It's wonderful. What I'm gonna do. For the next run. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. I'm getting ahead.
Well, I know what I'm going to do for the next run is I just looked on punchdrink.com, which is a hip cocktail blog that Jack Schramm sometimes writes for.
Nice. Yeah.
Sure.
They have Julie Reiner's recipe, and it's the same as our recipe plus a half ounce of dry vermouth. And she says that makes it taste very prohibition. She says use half Dolan ounce. Dry vermouth, and I have Dolan dry vermouth. So I'm going to, for round two, do that.
So wait, how much are you adding?
Dry vermouth is not the red vermouth.
Just a half ounce.
Okay, just a tiny bit. I'm going to do that
and
same
still
exact
you do
thing.
The egg, you do all the other stuff exactly the same.
I'm doing everything except the egg. I'm not going to do egg in this one. I don't like the egg in a
Mike,
drink.
You don't want that heft?
I don't think I was putting enough in there. I don't want to put enough in there.
I don't think you were put on this earth for that froth.
No.
I was recently at the Drawing Room, iconically divey bar in L.A., and I ordered a whiskey sour, as I often do, and the bartender was a cool guy, and he was like, whiskey sour, yeah. You know it's going to be whiskey and sour mix, right? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, okay, I just didn't want you expecting to, I don't have any eggs.
I wouldn't trust an egg at the Drawing Room anyway.
Well, and that's just so it's like fully just like Moe's Tavern. And I was there like in the morning. And
wait,
it was,
are they back? When did you go?
The idea that I would expect a fancy drink.
When did you go?
Like just randomly the other day I was walking by and I said, I'll pop in for a drink in the morning.
Damn, because they were shut down for a bit because somebody found Coke there.
Yeah, so the city shut them down for 20 days.
And they have a deal with Pepsi, I get that.
Hey, can I say a quick thing? Wait.
No,
wait,
I'm
no,
not
Mike,
going there.
Mike.
Yeah.
I want to say something about gin. I went to Top Line Liquor out here.
Glendale?
Top Line Wine and Spirits or Wine and Liquor. This is a great place. It's a very industrial looking store. You kind of like pull up and they got it like a, you know, the steel roll up gate. And you go in there and then the people there are very helpful. Ooh. And I told her I said like, I'm looking for a gin. She points me to a whole wall of gin. And of course I start to feel a little insecure. And she says, what do you normally do? And I go, Hendrix or Tanqueray. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, okay, cool. So like what's your like normal gin? Like your normal like cocktail gin. And I didn't have an answer. So she points me to Ford's. Have you heard of Ford's gin?
No.
It's like not as junipery, perfumey. And she said, this one is preferred by like bartenders or like developed by bartenders for mixing. So I'm glad, Tim, in your intro when you said, you know, you don't need all the fucking juniper botanical flavors.
Ooh,
so
interesting
on
bottle on Ford's gin.
Yeah.
Got kind of like a rib around it.
Huh. Ooh, for my pleasure.
All right.
Stop proper talk.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, why don't we go make a round two? I'm going to add some Dolan.
I'm adding some Dolan as well.
How much of the Dolan? A half ounce?
Half ounce.
Just a halfer.
Okay, half ounce.
Any ounce. Opportunity to get through dry vermouth because I buy it for my martinis and I can't fucking get through a bottle.
Yeah.
No.
I know. I feel like my vermouth is old, so it's going to taint the drink, but I'll give it a whirl.
Sure. All right, folks. Why don't you go prep around two, like your host, and we'll see you right after this.
Nice.
Wonderful.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
And we're back with Prohibition Era Clover Clubs.
Ooh. I did a little better on the egg this time. I did like a teaspoon and I got the nice froth.
Ooh, nice.
That you guys Damn, got. Yours looks dark red.
A distinct froth. Can I tell you guys, I added a little something that I just realized I had in my fridge. A couple of these guys.
Basil? Mint?
Mint. A little slapped three things of mint.
The Hanford Test Kitchen.
I think it's going to be good because a berry and a mint is not so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Here I go.
Tim, you're not sipping.
I'm sipping.
Ooh, that's very good. Yeah. This is, I think,
okay,
the way I
the
like
Dolan
it.
Did make it taste fancy. It like,
honestly,
old-timey.
Yeah. I never would have thought I'd be like, I prefer the one with a little vermouth in it.
I know. Vermouth is like, I always say, you know, verboten, stay away. No, no.
It makes it a little more balanced.
It separates it from, differentiates it from the bramble and just makes it a little more pre-prohibition.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Pre-pro.
Woo!
Not pre-production. Those of you
all the TV heads in the listeners.
Oh, pre-pro. Oh, pre-pro. We're in pre-pro. No, no.
I can't taste the mint. Maybe I should have, shaken. Do people, when we use mint, put it in there and shake with it?
Well, James Bond would enjoy that type of method.
James Bond, indeed. We used mint for the Pimm's cup last week, right?
Yeah, all I did was slap it. Yeah. I slapped it and I put it right up top. I perched it just so.
You give it a little spank and it activates it.
In a drink without ice, it kind of just floats on the top and gets in the way of your sips.
In a drink without ice.
Taking something.
I like this. I'm surprised by this fancy twang.
Mm.
Very good. Very good.
The initial taste, they do hit you with the gin, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Like there's a gin lemon initial.
Mm.
This is more complex, more balanced.
Really good. Oh, that's good. Damn. Really good. Fancy. And the egg and the vermouth make me feel like I'm really taking a trip here. That's feels old timey. I could imagine these old rich guys in Philly hidden back in a mahogany room saying, no. Hey, do you want a Clover Club? No.
No. No.
No.
No.
So instead of...
I watched a Flyers game.
I was going to say, instead of Easter wine, you could have a Clover Club. Mm-hmm. Instead of communion wine. But that's already passed. You got to do it next year.
Yeah, you got to do it. We got to wait for next year. This is a funny drink. Thinking of people and, drinking this with like cigars and stuff. This doesn't seem to mix well with a cigar.
Oof.
You know what I mean?
What does?
Yeah, we know. I mean, we're cigar guys. We know.
I listened
we
did. To
we smoked cigars that one time.
Stogies, and we became Stogie guys.
Stogie.
In preparation for this pod, I listened to an interview with Julie Reiner on Cocktail College.
Enough about you and Julie Reiner. Get a fucking room, dude.
Stop. Yeah. I'm not going to get a room with her. I won't.
Zoom room. Yes, you will.
She made an interesting point.
What?
She said Clover Clubs, all these fancy cocktails, they're very fun to make at a bar, order at a bar. But when it came time to talk about what she makes for herself at home.
Sure. When the chips are down. Yeah. What does she
three
say?
Classic cocktails. Mm-hmm. All very simple. You got any guesses what they were?
Old fashioned.
Very good guess, but nope.
Fuck.
Wait, what do you mean when the chips are down? Like when she's feeling down?
No. Just when she's at home by herself, here's what she makes for herself.
Oh, okay.
She's not making a Clover Club. That's your only hint.
I gotcha. Boosh. But I'm going to say a Tom Collins.
Martini?
Okay.
Martini. She said spring, summer, she has a martini. Then fall, winter, she has a Manhattan.
Ah.
And then she also has a Negroni, which I would imagine is more of an afternoon-y type of thing for her. But those are good home cocktails, and I make those for myself.
Ooh.
And they're straightforward. You're not going to be muddling raspberries when you're at home alone.
No. No. When you're home alone, you're going to be tying paint cans to the stairwell ceiling.
Yeah, because the wet bandits are coming.
That's the way you do it.
That's how you do.
A good host, Jeff, would know that's where you go out.
That's our show. Follow us on social media. Wait, we didn't do final thoughts, Mike.
I know. Well, not go out, but get out of this segment.
You led me astray.
No, I didn't lead you. You're the host of this show.
Mike, you know I've been drinking.
Yeah, you had too many of these... what are these, brambles? No, clover.
You've been drinking?
You think it's a bramble.
These brambles are good.
All right, final thoughts. Wind it down. Let's land this motherfucker.
Order again. This is great.
Order again. This is great.
And make again at home.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll order it again, but it's no bramble, folks. Come on.
Yeah, it's no bramble.
I like a bramble better. I made a bramble for probably everybody within earshot after we did the bramble episode. My hey, Chambord is gone.
You there?
I made brambles for about 12 or 14 people.
Wow.
Yeah. And did they like them?
It's a hit.
I love this.
Drink
I'll
of the
order
spring.
It again. It's great.
Okay.
Maybe I like the bramble better because I like that creme de mour, but I also love this. And folks, do it with a little half ounce of Dolan.
Yeah, never would have thought. Never would have thought that would plus it up a little bit. It does. Mm-hmm. The old vermouth goose.
Yeah,
dude.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at the Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. And like we say, you gotta go to patreon.com/thesloppyboys. You're not getting the full experience, folks. You want us to finish you off, don't you?
Nasty man. Yikes. Ooh, the nasty boy is a nasty man.
Don't you want double your pleasure every week? Come on.
It's very fun over there. The blowout is super fun. This week we're talking about the best underrated band. The most underrated band.
At this point, our Patreon show is our main show. This cocktail shit, it's like paper. You know, it floats away. It's not permanent.
It's gone.
It's not good. It has
it's
no
gone.
Substance.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking up how many Patreon patrons we have.
It's a lot.
What's that from? You're like paper.
You're like paper.
Bottle rock.
Yeah, yeah.
Bottle like, rock.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
paper,
yeah.
Like trash. Did she say that?
Hey, I'm looking forward to Asteroid City. I don't care what you say.
Honest. Oh, man. So
much. What's Asteroid City?
Mike, you got to watch the trailer, baby.
The new Wes.
It's the new Wes.
Really?
Got Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks
and everyone
Bill
else
Murray
under
era.
The sun, it would seem.
Oh, yeah, I did not know about that. Like, why can't I can't find this?
Hey, Wes, you want to impress me? Get Chet Hanks in your movie. Ooh, then I'm watching front row.
Get Chet.
I can't. Hold on. Forget it. I'll look at the Patreons later.
Want to make a movie? Gotta get Chet.
Get Chet.
Get Chet.
Great episode, guys. And folks at home, great episode, you too.
You guys were really funny in this episode, really charismatic, and the listeners did a good job of listening quietly.
We thrive on your energy.
We love what you do, and we love to do it for you.
So let's keep on doing it. Same time, same place.
Next week.
Rise and grind.
M-Drive.
Hashtag M-Drive.
Keep it alive.
M-Drive, reach out to me. I'm trying to get more ripped than... Jeff's going to the gym. I'm sitting around drinking protein. Let's see who gets more ripped.
Yeah, Jack by June. All right.
Bye.